From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kenyans are casting ballots in their country's presidential election, bringing to a close yet another turbulent campaign season in the economically vital East African nation. Voters began lining up hours before dawn Tuesday to cast their ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls. Maurice Aruma is a Kenyan citizen.
We expect to pay for the change we need. If things have gone too high, life is very difficult. They keep on telling us so many things which are not in practical. So we expect change. We need new blood to come in and maybe get us on another direction, not the direction we have, the current direction we have today.
This year's election is the second consecutive election between the incumbent, 55-year-old Uhuru Kenyatta, and his longtime rival, 72-year-old Raila Odinga, who's making his fourth run for the presidency. Kenyatta has the support of Kenya's majority Kikuyu ethnic tribe, while Odinga is favored by ethnic Luo people. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made a short visit to Thailand for talks on trade and regional security matters, including discussions on pressuring North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs. Following his visit to a regional security forum in the Philippines, Tillerson, the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Thailand since a 2014 coup, arrived in Bangkok Tuesday to meet with Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. This is VOA News.